From the shores of the Colorado River on the beautiful Parker Strip, you're listening to the Parker Livecast.
So welcome to the Parker Livecast, the first one of 2016.
Yay!
And are you feeling all right apart from that, Josh?
Apart from whatever this is that started bombarding me a few days ago.
I'm good. It in your voice.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't know what it is. My immune system has been weakened by something.
I don't want it. I don't like it. Can I say that?
You can. Thank you, my friend.
When we started this podcast, we started kind of doing it every week, regardless of whether there was anything to talk about or not. And I've kind of loved the idea of coming back fresh after, you know, say, several weeks off, as we did for holidays and everything, and then coming back, boom, 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 into, you know, a really busy time. We have the race coming up, the Blue Water Resort and Casino Parker 425 presented by Impact, which is coming up here on the first weekend of February. And we're going to start off by talking to the director of Best in the Desert, the racing association that puts on the Parker 425 every year. Casey,
how
are you doing?
I am wonderful. Thank you, sir.
And thanks for jumping on the phone with us. We see, you know, you or your guys around Parker a bunch now during the year, right? Like, you guys are here in and out for a lot of the year.
Well, we're there three times a year for three races, so we spend 10, 12 days there when we are there. And right now, if you went over to the Mayor Parker's house, you'd go, wow, this must be Best at the Desert Village. Because we've got 10 vehicles parked in his yard all over the place.
Yeah.
And he's very, very nice. By the way, your mayor there is outstanding. Dan Beaver is a wonderful man and allows us to leave all of our equipment and vehicles there with him in his yard. And
yeah, he's
really
a nice
guy.
Really
supports off-road racing.
Yeah, and so Parker must feel kind of like a second home to you guys almost in a way at this point.
Yeah, it is. You know, I just explained to somebody the other day, I had an interview with somebody, and they said, what is the ingredients for off-road racing? And I said, the ingredients is Parker, Arizona. If you put it all in a pot, and you put the Crit Indians, the Blue Water Resort, the town of Parker, La Paz County, and you could include the Bureau of Land Management and stir it up all up, you've got one of the best off-road races in the world.
Yeah, and in a way, none of those entities are anything but friendly to off-road racing for the most part, right? I mean, they're all very supportive of off-road racing.
Very supportive. And I know sometimes people think bad things about the Bureau of Land Management. I can tell you they support our two races that are on BLM land at Parker 100%.
Good. Real good.
And that's all the way up the ladder in the Bureau of Land Management there. Those are just as important to them, they feel, as it is to the town of Parker. So
yeah,
we get great reception, great working relationships with the Bureau of Land Management there.
That's awesome. You know, you've got some big changes in the race this year, and we have a lot of potential spectators listening, so I'm sure they'll want to know. Can you tell us what's going to be different this time around?
Yeah. I just talked to a fellow today about it. He didn't understand. I need to explain to everybody, and including yourself and anybody else that listens to me, safety is the utmost important thing with Best in the Desert. And when I took over the Parker race, I think it was 2003, something like that, we were struggling to get 100 entries. Then I built it and brought it back to what I think it should be. And as you get larger, it's not all trick trucks and unlimited cars with 700 horsepower. We have a tremendous amount of entries. Over half the entries are smaller, less horsepower vehicles. When you have everybody start at the same time at 7:15 in the morning, you have 215 vehicles lined up. Well, when you start letting them go, by the time we get to the last vehicle off the line on California Avenue, the leader, the overall leader, is already at the Blue Water Resort and Casino crossing through the scoring towers.
Wow.
Which means, if you say, so what does that mean? That means by the time the last vehicle got off the line, the leader was catching him at mile marker 5. And from that point on,
jeez,
it is like dodge 'em and bowling pin time, because what's happened is the big cars and trucks were hitting the smaller ones, trying to pass them in the dust.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, from our side at Best in the Desert, we're going, hey, our truck and our car is destroyed. So-and-so hit me, and he knocked me out of the way, rolled me over. and my car is destroyed. I want to finish the race. So when you got that many entries, the course is too fast. It's not. We need a 200-mile loop, then we can do something like that. So I've been analyzing this for the last 2 years. We had a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails from the slower vehicles going, hey, our car is ruined. We got hit, and it doesn't affect the big trucks as much as it does a small vehicle. So I think the safest thing to do was to split it. I did not want to give up the only race in the United States that has a permit to start on Main Street of town.
Right, it's such a big, cool thing to be out on the street.
So glad you kept that.
Yeah.
So glad you did.
We kept that permit with your ADOT. We kept that. We kept the permit with the town of Parker so that we can start the big cars and trucks on California Avenue in front of the Parker Tourism office. So we continue doing that. And is it inconvenient for people? It might be. But is it safer? Yes. Is it better for the first race? They get to start over there. They're going to start over there by the Desert Challenge, by the Python, by the airport. They'll be starting there. We made it a safer race. I believe in my heart it's going to be a safer race. Less people are going to get hit, and it'll bring more people back to the event next year.
And that first start in the morning is some of, like you said, the smaller engines and that sort of thing.
Most of the open-wheel vehicles. Those are the ones that get hit because they have the ones that get hurt because they have the engines in the back. So if you get hit in the back at 40 miles an hour with your engine back there, it pretty much wastes your engine, tears it up, and now you're out of the race.
Right.
So I took all of those classes, starting with class 1,000, 2,400, 2,000, 6,000, 3,000. I took all of those classes and put them into the first race. That event's going to have around 100 vehicles. They're going to start at 6 in the morning. They've got about an hour and a half of dark, racing in the dark. The overall leader is going to finish about 1:30. At 1:30, when he's finishing at the Blue Water down on the Colorado River, the big race is starting at 1:30.
Awesome.
And they will have about an hour and a half. The overall leader is going to have about an hour and 15 minutes of dark. He's going to finish somewhere around 8:15. At the Blue Water Resort and Casino there at Parker.
Love that. It's like the old Score 400 back when I was a kid, and they would run well into the night, and you'd actually get to see them use those $15,000 headlights they put on these cars.
Yeah.
I love it.
They weren't that much when you were a kid, but they are now.
They
Even
are now.
The lights are around $1,000 or $1,500 a piece. So.
Amazing.
And now, if you said, who's really happy? The light companies are ecstatic. They love it.
KC they Highlights are going to be feeling all right.
Product.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, that early race, too, is an hour earlier. People need to remember that. They're used to getting up at a certain time coming down to see the morning start. This morning start is like 6 a.m.
Yeah, it starts at 6 a.m. Now we're going to have two overall winners. We're going to have one for the first start, and we'll have one for the second start. So the people in the first start are going to have a chance at more glory. You know, reality is somebody in one of those cars is going to get to win it overall and be a happy camper.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think we've done a lot of our homework here in Las Vegas with calculations. I've spent hours calculating times and who's going to be where at what time. And I think we're relatively accurate, I believe.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have done this with the Mint 400. I've done it with the Las Vegas 250. It's the smarter thing to do, I believe, to preserve cars and make it safer for everybody, because eventually somebody was going to get hurt. And I'm trying to look into the future and keep the sport alive, as well as keep these guys that spend a lot of money on their vehicles able to come back and race and enjoy the Parker 425.
And I mean, ultimately, there'll be more to see overall for spectators, too, because there'll be a whole kind of like 12, 14, 18 hours of racing for people to see.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there'll be any spectators that'll be bummed. There may be a couple. I mean, I can tell you this. I probably received 40 or 50 letters, emails, and phone calls. They love it.
Yeah.
The racers love it.
Yeah,
I've not heard one derogatory, oh, man, I'm bummed.
Well, it'll be fun to see you guys try a new thing here. Now, I read that the entry list is getting really big, like 49 trick trucks registered. Is that the most ever?
I think the Mint had 54. We're getting closer. I think
we're getting close.
We're getting real close to that. Yeah,
it's entered since then. So, it obviously it has appealed. Now, if you really step back and look at it, you go, you know what? It's appealing to the racers.
And some of the big names on the list, as always, McCachran, Herbst, Voss, Kroll, Gordon. A lot of the big names in the sport will be out in Parker, it looks like, which is always awesome.
I don't think there's anybody that isn't a big name that isn't there.
Yeah.
You left out the McMillans, the Ryricks. I mean, everybody that is anybody wants to win the Parker 425. It is a prestigious event. It's a classic event. It's a legend that lives on event. And everybody will be there to race that race.
You know, Casey, when I saw the start time difference, I thought immediately, the drivers are going to love this, because I know one of the bigger complaints, and from what I've seen of their in-cab GoPro footage, is that sun as it comes up in the morning is horrible to drive.
They're racing into it?
And this is, in a sense, I mean, the big trucks, the big boys are going to be avoiding this in the trick truck class. And even in the morning, well, you said an hour and a half, right? They're going to be in the dark, so they're avoiding it in that sense.
They will all be past Midway the first time before the sun comes up, which means they're not going to have to deal with that sun in their eyes.
Great.
The trick trucks, they may get some sun in the afternoon, but I don't think so. I think we've kind of got a time to where the lead, overall trick truck is going to be somewhere in Butler Valley when it starts getting dark. So he's not going to have to deal with that sun in his eyes either.
Hey, that's great. So this is really beneficial on a whole lot of levels.
And, you know, I can't wait to see sort of how the morning feels. And, you know, we're a little bit different, Casey, on this show than a lot of maybe the shows that talk about this sport, in the sense that, you know, we're a Parker area podcast, so it's people who may not have even been to an off-road event before, and who maybe come down to Parker and they've maybe missed this event somehow. But, you know, for people who have never experienced it, you know, that early morning, the sun's not quite up, there's a lot of like engines, and there's choppers in the air, and there's a lot, you know, there are cops out there kind of monitoring things, and officials, and all sorts of things going on, and just a hell of a lot of people getting out. It is an exciting time.
Well, so we have, and I tell you this sincerely, and I say this every time I do an interview, we have what I think is the most exciting sport in the world. If you just think and step back and look at it, I'll just tell you briefly, I did an SEA meeting in Detroit. I did a presentation with 1,000 young guys that had just graduated college with mechanical engineer degrees. I was with 4 other promoters, 1 NASCAR, 1 Le Mans, 1 IndyCar guy. And when they spoke and I got up to speak and tell them, I said, we measure travel by feet. We have trucks that have 3 feet of travel. These cars have got 2 inches, 3 inches. Yeah. And when the meeting was over, I spent 45 minutes answering questions on the stage. Those guys answered none.
Yeah.
Nobody was interested in that. Everybody is interested in the sport. This truck, there's no truck identical.
And the intersection of technology with this, too, is just like unbelievable how it's been shaping the sport. And I just find the whole thing hugely exciting to be around. And, of course, you know, you do it all the time, so you're a lot more used to it than we are.
Well, it is exciting. And if you go back and look at the yesteryear of Parker, look at the fastest vehicles going. Maybe Parnelli Jones's big Ole Bronco, and it had a grand total of 8 inches of travel in it. My background and my expertise is motorcycles. I raced motorcycles up until the 90s. And I had 12 inches of travel in the front, 12 inches of travel in the back. We're now at 2016. The new motorcycle you go by has 12 inches of travel up front, 12 inches in the back. And the trucks and cars have just gone ballistic. They're way past the technology of where motorcycles have gone. It's an incredible sport. And I would say, to answer your question in regards to exciting, if I wasn't excited and have the passion, I couldn't do what I'm doing.
You wouldn't be doing it,
It excites me, too.
Yeah.
Well, whereas technology has definitely made the vehicles much more exciting and fun to drive, technology has also introduced a new element, which has recently, in the last couple of years, become something that you have people not participating in, and that's drones. So, once again, drones are off-limits.
Drones are absolutely off-limits with Best in the Desert. I can't take a risk of one of those guys, you know, something happening and winding up in a helicopter blade or a motor or something like that. So we don't allow them. And it isn't just Parker. We don't allow them in any Best in the Desert event. We have had a couple of close calls, and that's when we decided to outlaw them and say, sorry, guys, they're not allowed anymore.
We got a lot of air traffic over the race course.
So I'd say we have probably in the neighborhood of 50 helicopters registered already for this race. On top of that, the military is doing parachute drops over by P Mountain on Thursday and Friday. Yeah. I've been coordinating with those folks. There's always things that come up. Believe me, this job and what we do is just every day you go to the office and there's, oh, my God, this is happening, that's happening. So,
well, and you mentioned
overall, we're excited. We have a great race coming to you guys out.
You mentioned Thursday the downtown experience is back again. That's a great time for spectators, isn't it?
That is wonderful, as well as, come and watch the time trials. Mm-hmm. You've got over 75 vehicles in the time trials, and these are all bad boys. These are the top echelon of off-road racing, vying for that $1,000 Team Ford Pole Award, as well as that coveted position to get to start first at the Parker 425. So that takes place Thursday. That will be over on Crit Land at the main Python, easy to find. Spectating is open over on Shea Road. And then we take all those vehicles immediately from there to the Parker Downtown Experience. And from there, we take a select group of the Trick Trucks over to Parker Motors, which is the Ford dealership there, for the Pit Stop Challenge.
Last year, there was a lot of debate on, well, when does the time trial start? What time?
I believe 5 o'clock.
Okay.
I think it's 5 o'clock, but you caught me a little off guard. I don't have a schedule in front of me, but I'm pretty positive it's at 5 o'clock.
Okay. Cool. We'll post it, too.
Parker Motors.
If it's any different, we'll repost. But perfect. I am looking forward to this. I am very interested in this new format. When I first saw that, my eye cocked a little bit because I like things being how they've always been. But when I see how this is being done with that earlier start and then an afternoon start at the Parker Tourism office, I'm a fan. You've won me with this. I am good to go with it. I am a big fan, and I'm looking forward to Parker 425 this year.
Well, believe me, if I didn't think it was the safest, smartest thing to do, I'll just tell you this, it's twice as much work for Best in the Desert.
We have
to do everything twice.
Yeah.
So I think it's the smartest thing to do. I think it's the safest thing to do. And we'll give it a try. We'll see how everybody likes it. But I believe in my heart it'll be a home run.
Casey, folks, thanks so much for jumping on the phone, man. We'll see you here in Parker in a couple of weeks' time.
You're welcome, guys. Thank you very much. You guys are wonderful in Parker. And thank you to the town of Parker, La Paz County, Crit Indians, Blue Water Resort and Casino. You guys are all wonderful down there. And we'll see you next week.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
How about that?
I like it.
Yeah, man.
He's always such a fun guy to talk to.
Yeah,
he's always so willing to throw out information. And he's a very honest guy.
Yeah, he is.
Very,
you know, this is going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can just watch this go down. There are people that I know who are coming down for this race who I don't think have ever been in Parker for an off-road race. And so it's like, that's why I was saying to Casey, like, it's some people who have never even experienced it. And if you even think that it remotely sounds fun, believe me, it'll be fun. Get yourself a race side seat for the action and be out there and watch.
If they're using the Parker 425 as an introduction to the race culture of off-road racing, this is the perfect
race.
It's
the perfect race because it's good for spectators.
It is.
In 30 seconds, give me the best three places to watch, do you think?
Obviously, the Python, including now with the start there. This is the first time the start's been held there. So I'm curious to see how that goes down.
Python.
From personal experience, you got to watch a start on Main Street, California Avenue. You got to be there.
Number two. And number three, Josh?
Well, I've always gone. I love Shea Road, along Shea Road. Perfect. But
now,
there's a lot of people that'll be like, oh, you got to go to Midway. There's a ton of places to watch. Osborne Wash, which is out on Shea.
Or no. I'm saying
are you
like,
by the bridge?
Osborne by the bridge at
Highway
90.
On the way to the casino.
I don't know why we're yelling.
I know. It's racing. That's why, John.
All right. Is there anything else we need to cover for right now?
That's it. Parker 425. Remember, be safe. Take at least half as much interest in safety as Best in the Desert has.
I mean,
they are changing entire formats in the name of safety.
So
do that yourself with your personal life.
When you hear the list of things that Casey has to worry about, him and his team, they're like, it gives you an appreciation. They're like logistical whizzes, logistical geniuses to be able to pull it all together and make it work. And my hat's off to those guys. So I think it's going to be real really fun. Yep. Everything starts on, like, what, Wednesday, Thursday? Thursday.
Fourth is Downtown Experience. The fifth is Contingency Tech Inspection at the Blue Water Resort and Casino. Mm-hmm. And 6 a.m. start there at the Python, and then a 1:30 start for the Trick Truck class in front of the Parker Area Tourism Office there.
Now, I don't want to tell any tales out of school, and we do not have a forecast that goes this long, but I'm going to try to stab at what I think the weather will be like for the park at 425. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
What it's been a lot is mid to upper 60s and possibly into the low 70s.
Okay.
I would predict that continuing for the Parker 425 weekend. So you're looking at like maybe lows in the 40s and highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. And it's, if you're thinking it sounds perfect, it is.
It is perfect.
It is perfect.
Unless, of course, there's some sort of storm front that's coming through. We do get a lot of rain on those weekends for the race.
We've been lucky
the last couple of years.
For whatever week.
Yeah.
Do you remember, like a few years ago, it was just like a flooded out thing?
Yeah. And you came out to our site on Shea.
Yes.
And I had the DJ equipment set up, and me and Josh Gatula were doing the worm on the ground in the mud. It was good times, man.
Good times. Well, hey, the race is coming up. We will be back with another Parker Livecast sometime just before spring break, and we have a special edition of the Livecast, which involves a discussion that everyone needs to have at some point or another if you're planning on partying. A lot of people come here on vacation, and they want to have a good time, and alcohol is involved. And one of the things that we were talking about over the years was how difficult it is to know what the law, that .08 that everybody talks about, that's the DUI, that you can't get behind the wheel of your vehicle if you're a .08 or above. I have no idea what the .08 is. And so on the next edition of the Parker Livecast, we're going to find out. We're going to involve law enforcement, insurance. We're going to involve the hospital with some health information. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to the sheriff's office. We're going to talk to a owner of a popular bar here on the Parker Strip that can give us sort of that angle to hopefully give you some good information coming into spring break on how to party responsibly on the Parker Strip. So look out for that next.
Because we want you to come on vacation and not leave on probation.
That's right. Isn't that the old thing
they
say?
Yes. Yeah. Come on vacation, leave on probation. We don't want that.
No.
I mean, and there is a way to party responsibly.
There sure is.
And there is a way to identify if you've had enough.
Right.
And that's something that we're going to touch upon.
We're going to touch upon that next time on the Parker Livecast. So thank you so much. We will talk to you guys later and enjoy the race. Josh, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too as well.
Yes.
Good to be back on the Livecast.
Yes.
Welcome to 2016, Livecasters.
Welcome to 2016. Happy New Year, Josh.
Happy New Year to you as well.